Hey, Glowgetters, welcome to Six Figure Certified, the podcast powered by the IGC Coaching School. My name is VP Wright. I'm the digital marketing manager for IGC, and I produce this podcast. This week, we're going to be giving you a really short clip from the previous workshop that was hosted by Liv Chapman, our CEO, and Sam Sinnett, our director of admissions, all on getting hired now. Today is actually the first day of our next round of coach training, and we still have 2 weeks left for people to enroll and get into classes. This is what we call welcome week when it comes to the first week classes, and it's a great time to not only get to know the students in your class, your cohort, the instructors and trainers, etc., and just get comfy with the idea of not only being a coach, but getting hired as a coach. There are several students already who are in this kind of training who have used this training that you're going to hear today and additional resources to get hired before this week even started. So we're giving you the goal section and the first step when it comes to getting hired now. And if you want the rest of this workshop, it is for free. It is currently in the show notes or description if you're watching this on YouTube, and you can access it right now. You get the entire workshop, which is 90 minutes, and the workbook to help you go step by step through each category that we have for you to tackle. Get really clear on who you're working with, what you're going to be doing, how much you're going to be charging, how much you're going to be making per year, and then how to execute it. So again, grab that from the notes if you want to access it after you listen to this episode. And then hang around to the end because I have a special for anyone who's really on the edge of wanting to get in coach training but just doesn't know where to start and needs a bit of a nudge to get there. See you on the other side.
So the first thing you need, we need to have a goal. If you don't have a goal, we're just lost, okay? I like to set extremely high goals and hope that I come close versus little goals and be depressed when I don't come close. So you get to decide that for yourself. But the very first thing you need to understand, you need to decide upon, and now that you're here, you're a CEO, so you're making decisions today. How many clients do you want to have? Mm-hmm. That's the very first thing that you need to be able to get clear on if you want to get hired. It's the number one question that we get is how does it happen? But the very first thing that you need to do is answer the question of how many clients do you want to have? And obviously there's three questions here. If you're new to coaching or setting up coaching packages, I'm just going to give it to you, okay? Research-based best practices for coaching indicate that you want to work with your client for a minimum of 3 months. So that's a 90-day commitment where you are having a session with them either every week or every other week. Okay. Similar setup to therapy, but I know that in therapy, it's often like you just keep going. In coaching, we do like to have a start and an end date because we work inside of a project plan with our clients. So we have a goal. So like in 90 days, here's what I want the client wants to accomplish. Okay. It's not just a forever arrangement where you talk in circles about the same thing. Love therapy, and I'm not saying that's what you do. And Sam, don't get mad at me. But coaching is just different. There is an end date, and it's, you know, usually 90 days, sometimes 6 months. It just depends, and it also depends on what people are looking to accomplish. We recommend a nice, clean 90-day package where they either meet with you weekly. I like weekly if you're a new coach because you can handle the accountability. You can stay on top of yourself and your clients a lot better. You know, you can start there. Okay. So how many clients do you want to have in the next, you know, 90 days? Everyone loves a 90-day package. Thank you. How much do you want them to pay you? I'm going to give you this little layup too. Coaches who are just starting usually start what, around $50 to $150 a session, right, Sam? 50 on the low end, low end. I started at $125 a session. Okay. So we're going to do a little math, and I'm not saying we're doing this because you can't do math. I'm just going to talk it out loud with you so you can see this. If you have one client who's meeting with you once a week and paying you $150 per session, then you're meeting them with them like four times a month, typically, right? That is $600 a month. $600 a month is a very, I don't want to say like affordable because that's subjective, but I would say that would be a coaching package that is on the much lower end. Mm-hmm. The international average for a credentialed coach is $244 to $265 an hour, some range like that as of 2022. You get to price your packages. You got to be able to scream it from the rooftops. You've got to feel really good saying it. If you want to take your first clients at $50 or $75 or $100 a session, do it. Do whatever you can confidently tell someone is the cost over the phone. Because if you're just waiting to feel good enough to charge $150 or $250, you're going to be waiting for freaking ever, and you're not going to feel better just magically. You're going to feel better by working with clients, learning what you're really good at, and actually doing the work that you're meant to do. That's your back to being. That's your confidence builder. Okay.
Amen and amen.
So you need to decide how much you want them to pay you and how often. And then how much money, total revenue, do you want to generate every month, every year? Those are big questions. But ask yourself this, like between, what is it, March, between now and end of June, right? How much money would you like to be making? Maybe you say, you know what? I'm kicking off my business April 1st, month of April. I'd like to make $1,000 a month in my business. Great. Okay. Maybe that equals two clients paying you $500 a month, right? Then you want to add a third and fourth client the next month. You get to decide. You're making those decisions today. I would 100% say, pop it in the chat if you're ready. What are you going to charge?
Yeah.
How many
I
clients do you
really
want?
want us to just like witness each other. I think it's powerful. You get to put whatever number you want here and know that it's completely doable. Like it really is. I need you to
We've seen it
understand
all.
that.
We've seen every package, every
Yes.
price point. We had a woman come in. She was charging $550 per session when she was just starting training. She did have a career that was in, high level consulting for Spotify and Apple, and she was in
But
the crowd.
still,
But still, like who makes $550 an hour?
yeah. What do you want to make?
Coaches.
What would you like to make for the year? What would you like to make for the year?
Oh, look at all these numbers starting with
Do you
two.
have?
Just starting out, $80. Perfect. Sam, you started at like 50, right?
I did. I started at 50, and I always joke, like jokingly say, and remember the first time I got paid by a coaching client. I called my mom and I said, I just made $50 and it's going to fill up my gas tank. And it was a whole thing because, I mean, number one, that was a raise from what I was making. Number two, it was just really cool. It was like I was getting paid to do the thing that I was loving. And there's no better feeling. There's no better
Yeah.
feeling.
Oh, that, yeah, duh. And you get to actually enjoy your work. Ding,
Mary Pat,
ding,
that's
ding.
so specific. 86,580 if I have 15 clients. I love the specificity.
I love it. Great, great. I love all these numbers. And you just,
This
that's
is
what I'm
so
saying.
good.
Like, put it in the chat, scream it from the rooftops, walk around and just tell everyone. I was talking to someone earlier today and I was dissecting this message and I was like, is this like a pitch in my DMs? I can't tell what this is. And I'm like, I pitch them back every time. That's another fun way. If you're getting a lot of cold DMs and you're like, who are these people? Pitch them back. Say, I have our coaching services for $210 per session. Would you like to do that? I can teach you how to market better. Whatever you need to do. 250 this year, 140. Great. All great, great numbers. You have to feel lit up by them. All right. So we know what we're doing now, right? We got that part. Okay. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, so step one, you've got to define what you do. You have to be able to communicate with people what you do, or else they can't self-select in. This is really important. I use this phrase a lot in IGC. You have to be so clear that when people hear it, they're like, that's me instantly. That's me, right? So we need to help. We need to create a simple and smooth way for you to describe exactly what you do. You have to know what you do again, so you can shout it from the rooftop. So it just comes out your mouth like butter. Okay. So here is the actual script or the prompt that you can be working on to fill in. So I am a specific niche. It's okay if you don't have a niche. That's a different conversation for a different day. You could say, I am a certified coach, a life coach, a business coach, a marketing consultant, an astrologer. Okay. And then what you do, I provide coaching services. I provide, I don't know, oracle
I have a ton of
readings.
examples.
Do
I'm
some.
ready to go with
Okay. I know.
examples.
And we're going to get there. I work with women, I work with middle-aged women who are looking to become more confident, land a promotion at their job and make enough money to pay off their student loan debt. I don't know. Let's give some examples. So here's the prompt that you're filling in, so you're on the same page as us right here.
Yes, you're filling this out. We obviously would love to see it in the chat. This is a do now workshop. That's why it's called Get Hired Now. Now. Okay. Do you want me to do some examples?
Go for it.
Okay, before I do quick examples, don't be afraid to be very, very fifth grade level. Simple, to the point, like Sam said, so people can self-select, be like, oh, that's me. Make it easy. Don't overcomplicate it trying to be different. That it's not helpful here. Here's some examples. I'm a life and business coach. I work with women who are looking to leave their day jobs, find what they're truly passionate about, and start doing it ASAP. Okay. I'm a personal trainer. I work with people who are ready to exercise and eat right and who are looking to do it in a way that feels good, is time efficient, and doesn't interrupt their day-to-day lifestyle. I'm a business consultant. I work with small businesses who are looking to take their business to the next level, grow their team, and hit higher revenue than ever before. I'm a branding coach. I work with founders who are looking to get crystal clear on their brand message, explode their online marketing, and completely stand out in their industry. I'm a makeup artist. I work with influencers and personal brands who are looking to get crystal clear on their look and sharpen their visual brand through makeup. Not really coaching related, that last one, but we like it.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
All right. So, like I said, those first two steps, that was only 10 minutes, y'all. You got through those first two steps really easily. 10 minutes and you're ready to make so much progress. Now, here are the action steps that I want you to take. One, download the workbook in the workshop, finish out the rest of the training, and grab those resources. We do not gatekeep here at IGC. We make sure that we can give as much as we can for you. So that way, when you do come into training, you're prepared, you're confident, you're ready to go, and you know that you're not just a good coach, but you can get hired to be a great one as well. Additionally, dive deep into some of the additional resources that we have in the show notes. I tagged a video in there, two of them actually, that show you how to run a coaching call and an example that was done by two of our graduates now a few years back. But it's essentially an entire coaching call and an example that you can do within 7 minutes. Both of those are free and accessible on our YouTube channel, so the link is down below. If you want to get into coach training, there is the most recent open house that we had that is available for you to watch. It goes through the entire process of coaching, certification, and credentialing looks like. And it's a great resource if you just want to get a sneak peek into what class looks like and what it's like to dive into assignments, what it's like to be in the classroom, what it's like to go through the process. And you'll learn all the information about that process as well in the open house. And then if you're really ready to go and you want to enroll, like I said, there's still time. And if you grab the code today that's in this podcast, Get Hired, you get $500 off of your first payment. This is perfect if you're really needing a nudge, if you're wanting to figure out, okay, how can I make this work? Because now, here's the fun part. You know everything you need to know after going through the whole workshop of how to get hired quickly. You know how many clients you need to be able to not only recover the cost of coach training or even leave your job. I know for me, I used a little equation that I actually made a reel for yesterday. I'll tell that down below too, that I used for myself to be able to leave my job and do what I love now as a business owner and as the digital marketing manager here on contract and all the other fun things that I do, right? Like, there's so many ways for us to be able to work for ourselves. And once you have that equation and you know how to cover your training and get out of your job and start your business and run it sustainably, what else can't you do, right? So the code again is Get Hired. The link to enroll is down below if you're really just wanting to do it. If you want to book a call with an admissions advisor, you can also do that as well and talk to any of our amazing advisors. The link for that is below also. And those are going to be your steps. So step one, get the workshop, finish it, worth of the workbook. Step two, go through those additional resources I put down below when it comes to how to run a coaching call and the example for the actual coaching session itself. So that way you can see yourself do it. Visualization is so important. Number three, go through our open house. We have the entire process so you can see what it's like to be an IGC. And then if you're ready and you feel supported to enroll, you can either enroll down below using that link, or you can book a call with an admissions advisor to answer any other questions that you have. Love y'all. I know this was a very quick episode, but we're really about taking action this season. And I feel like this is the most action-oriented episode you can possibly get outside of going through one of our previous ones and setting up a system or going through a how-to that we've been putting out, right? This is all about action. Let's get you hired. Let's get you in training, and let's get going to getting you, helping you become a certified coach. All right. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.